أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم يحشر أعداء الله إلى النار فهم يوزعون حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the condition especially of the two communities, the Aad and the Thamud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here about the day of Qiyamah. And again here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have been disobedient to Allah, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called A'da'ullah, Allah save us, who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. And on the day, that is the day of Qiyamah, when the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be gathered upon the fire of Jahannam, فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Some have translated it as they will be gathered. Others have said they will be stopped, so that they all would follow each other, and some have translated as they will be pushed. And all these are correct, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that people will be grouped on the day of Qiyamah, and those that will be in front will be stopped for those who are behind to catch up with them. Those that are behind will be pushed forward, so that they all will be grouped together. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them A'da'ullah, that they are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is declared as an enemy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then after that there is very little likelihood that there will be any friendship between Allah and that person. And more especially here on the day of Qiyamah, there is never a possibility now that these people will ever be looked upon with eyes of mercy by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hatta idha ma ja'uha shahida alayhim sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun. To the extent when they come and they make the approach, then the ears and the eyes and the skin will give evidence against them because of what they had earned, what they had done, because of what they had practiced on this earth. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the evidence of the ears, the evidence of the eyes, and the entire skin of an individual. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to smile. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, obviously, they looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some amazement. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, Do you know why I smile? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied in the negative. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to explain to them the gist of which is that on the day of Qiyamah, a disbeliever, a mujrim, a sinner will come in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they will say to Allah Rabbul Izzat that, did you not guarantee that on this day there will be no zulm? On this day there will be no oppression whatsoever. In other words, no one will be punished more than he deserves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, and Allah ta'ala will say, definitely, most certainly, there is absolutely no zulm. So then they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that they will only accept that evidence against them which is acceptable. No other evidence that is unacceptable, that evidence should not be brought. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to seal them out, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the power to the different limbs. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ears, the eyes, and the entire body of the person. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hands and the legs of that person. In different narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has spoken of the different aspect, the different limbs of an individual that will now begin to give evidence. And this evidence will, when it starts, it doesn't end. In other words, each limb will begin to speak. Some of the commentators have put it very, very beautifully that if we want to understand this, then each limb of ours has its own namaya amal. It has its own records, its own book of records, that as we do, just there and then, that is recorded in that particular limb. We speak ill, it is recorded in our mouths. We hear wrong, it is recorded in our ears. And this record continues to be ingrained in the different limbs of the body. But nonetheless, at the end of it, this person, when he hears these evidences coming out from his own body, he will begin to curse his body and say that I was protecting you. It was because of you that I had brought about this claim and this request in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now you have begun to talk, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reference to this, and Allah says, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They will ask their skins, why did you give evidence against us? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They will reply, the skin will reply, that being that has given the power of speech to all things have also made us speak. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the power of speech, when Allah made the command of us speaking, there was no way that we could have stopped the speech. We had to speak and comply to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you the first time round. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will be returned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these glimpses of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and this reminder should remain with us all the time, that whatever our limbs are of the body, whatever wrong we do, the evidence is going to come from there also, and over and above that, the evidence of the book of deeds in itself, the evidence of the place in which we have committed the wrong, and in one hadith, the day also, the time of the day also will give evidence against us as to the time in which we had broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these realities of hisab and kitab in the courts of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.